Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sports Flash.
Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, myself, Baby Talish with you. We're the Wendy's Big Show. We're on from 2 to 6. We take you home each and every day on 105.7 FM, The Fan. These guys have held down the fort for the last few days. I appreciate it. I feel rejuvenated, ready to rock and roll. We got baseball season coming up. Pitchers and catchers report on Wednesday to the new Brewers Fields of Phoenix. And Gary Ellerson, myself, will report to the Brewers Fields of Phoenix coming up in under 1 month. We are arriving there on March 7th. It is February 8th. Gary, the countdown is on. We are inside a month away from heading down to Phoenix.
I can't wait to get outside, man.
We're also going to have to make sure that we have a place to watch Bucks games because that was an issue for us last year.
Yeah.
We got one game on.
Yeah.
Because I believe they were playing the Suns.
Yeah.
And then we were able to call into Sparky's postgame show.
Are they playing the Suns out there?
Because
the arena right by where we stayed?
Right over there. Within 12 minutes.
I already looked at this for y'all. Suns only have one home game when you're out there, and it's right before you leave, I think. But I'll look again.
Look here for us, Steve.
When's the dates again you said you guys were on?
The 7th through the 16th we are out there.
I apologize, America. We're boring you guys right now, but it won't last long.
No, because then Leroy's going to have to figure out one side of the fence or not.
I already know my answer.
That's going to be real entertaining.
Because they can't win at the same time.
Yeah, I got it. They'll play each other, and I'll tell you who wins.
They play the Milwaukee Bucks in Phoenix Monday, March 4th.
Just before we get there. Oh, that would have been fun, though. We could have orchestrated that. We could have done a post-game show live out there. We could have had the whole station come down. Could have done a full day of just radio gold with people walking in, grabbing microphones. It could have been fun. Instead, Leroy Butler, the fence is right down the middle. Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James on one side. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Bucks on the other. Who wins the title first?
What's the question?
Who wins the title first, LeBron James or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I say Giannis will win it first because they're going to win it this year. After this year is a wrap because we didn't get AD and what we want. So Giannis will win it first because they're going to win it this year. Next year, the Lakers will win it the next 3 years in a row.
That's what I like about Leroy.
Yeah.
He knows where his bread's buttered, cause you can't trip him.
No, come on, man. I wrote the book on this stuff.
You can't trip him. He messed you up with that, didn't he? Didn't he mess you up? He messed you up.
It was like he had it on his computer, right? Scripted out say exactly when it was all right going down.
Y'all just went it first.
Hey, man. Y'all don't know, man.
They're going to win this year.
I be with this boy all the time, man. Y'all don't know how smart he is. I mean, I don't know if they made him graduate from Florida State, but y'all don't know how smart this boy really is. Y'all don't know. Now I'm trying to tell you.
Tell you.
That boy there.
That's what's going to happen.
That boy ain't one bone yesterday now.
Giannis will win it this year. We had a parade. The following year, the team will disband, like Throwback Thursday. The Lakers will go over to Saturday, the luxury cap, sign everybody next summer, and they'll win it. So my answer is Giannis.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Giannis or LeBron, who wins an NBA title first? And you can weigh in at 414-799-1250.
I don't think they can beat Golden State this year.
Who?
Giannis.
Stop it, Steve.
I would agree with you, Steve.
Stop it.
I struggle to say they can win this year.
Who bench is better?
I have no.
They got the starting five, but the bench is. You got to look at this bench, man. After getting Mirichet,
close. you also have not knowing any idea what the heck the Bucks are going to look like next year, as far as who's coming back, who's not coming back, or whatever.
Right. So you got to go all in this year.
But fairly confident LeBron's going to get some help this offseason.
Yeah.
This offseason going into next year. Golden State might break up this summer with Durant and Klay Thompson possibly leaving. So if that happens, then
and
the West.
LeBron's problem has been, boy, has been a problem pretty much all year long.
Correct. Which that would be an issue. Well, it would open things up for the Lakers if Golden State is no longer with Durant and Klay Thompson. If it's Steph and Draymond, no, that's done. So I'll say LeBron.
Wait.
That messed him up, didn't it?
Because he don't know the question.
No, he did. He said LeBron James would win a title first.
Before Giannis.
But a lot
not
of
this year.
No, like Steve he made said, a valid.
Yeah,
Steve,
he said.
Steve,
he,
you laid it out.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him.
But Steve, you did that too, though, the other day. The guy that threw his hair back in the air, the baseball player.
Who? Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Steve laid it out the other day how they can really get Bryce Harper, and it sounded really good, too.
And how to make it all work if they got him.
He do stuff like that.
That payroll ain't going
to work. Hold on. When was that? I want to go back and get that podcast.
Well, look, I just do it quick. So, Bryce Harper, if you were to sign Bryce Harper, the whole deal was how are you going to make it work? If it's Bryce Harper on a one-year deal, let's say, right?
$40 million
deal with Boris, one-year deal, come win a ring, Bryce, and then you can go play wherever you want to play, right? So, Bryce Harper obviously goes into the outfield. Braun and Aguilar rotate at first base at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then on days when Braun is at first, if you still want Aguilar's bat in there, he moves to third, Shaw goes to second, and everybody plays, depending on how you want to go about doing it. Now, this is without Moustakas being in the picture when we had this conversation the last time.
Sure.
So you could make it work and still get at-bats for Braun, still get at-bats for Aguilar, get at-bats for Shaw, and have Harper, Yelich, and Kane in the outfield.
You have the strongest bench.
There it is.
Yeah, I would do it one better, though. I would trade Aguilar. And then bring
up trade Aguilar.
Then
bring up more years of control.
Then bring up Hira. He'll play second base.
Yeah.
Shaw stays at third.
Listen to me.
And you have Braun and Eric Thames platooning at first base.
Right. This is all about Eric Thames, man. That's his guy. He's still
contract
bitter that Thames
year, man.
Lost. He's bitter that Thames
contract
lost the job.
Contract year. He's gonna have a huge year. 30 homers.
No, I like Thames.
25, 30 homers.
I like Thames.
270. Sorry about that.
Back it back.
Yeah. Bring it
back. Not last time we cross promote.
Now. To bring it back, John Horst was on the Bill Michaels show earlier today.
Yeah. Horsey!
And had a conversation with Bill similar to what the fears of this Bucks core going into this summer are going to look like for the Milwaukee Bucks.
There's no doubt that we have a challenging offseason in front of us just in terms of figuring out a lot of deals and different mechanisms and different logistical steps and things that you have to do in team building and roster building. But we're well-versed in that, and we've done it. To some extent, every year, there's constantly change and there's always free agency. This year being unique with four starters potentially being free agents and now adding Nico Mirotić, who also will be a free agent. But, the overall aggregate, the total of the deal that we did or the deals that we've done, Bill, have put us in a position where we feel really, really great about our opportunities to keep this team together And obviously, the better that we perform this year and the overall success that we'll have will have an impact on that. But when you look kind of back to the beginning of the season, we've traded Matthew Dellavedova and John Henson, a first-round pick,
Von
Maker, and a second-round pick, effectively. And we ended up with George Hill and Nikola Mirotić and $20 million of potential cap flexibility. And so we feel like we've added to the production of our team this year, the ability to compete at the highest level this year, and gave ourselves optionality and flexibility going forward to keep the group together.
He is much better doing interviews now than he was when he started. I'll give him that.
That first time that you guys had him on?
Way better. The first time we had him on, it sounded like a kid that just got given the keys. What's that baseball movie where that 9-year-old gets to run the baseball team, the Twins?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Rookie of the Year when like the 12-year-old's starting pitcher for the Cubs.
No, this guy's the manager of the Twins. His grandpa dies or whatever, and he ends up owning the baseball team. owner and manager of the Twins or whatever else. That's who Horst reminded me of when he first got the job.
Little Big League.
Yes, no Little Big League. Good movie.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, because when Stern got his first job, I bet you he sounds different too. I mean, when you get your first job and it's smooth. your dream Hold job, on. It's amazing. You gotta sound like a kid that's got what he wanted for Christmas. This is what I always dreamed
Stearns was
about.
As smooth the first interview on the big show as he was the last interview on the big
Stearns
show.
He was a hard
if
man.
Anything, he's loosened up a little bit.
He has.
You know, back then he was business and he went about having
analytics.
Tell you
much. Analytics. Right.
Now he'll tell you anything.
Now he's more relaxed. Yeah.
Not so much.
No, he don't tell you anything, but it sounds better.
But so it's different.
Gary, yeah. Who wins an NBA championship first after you just heard from Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky-Pfeiffer, and John Horst?
I don't think LeBron James wins a championship with the Lakers at all. Zip, zero, period. Not going to happen. Giannis wins one first.
Because of that,
even if they go through the breakup of next year, I still think they reconfigure and get it back in Giannis' favor quickly. I just don't think and I don't even feel like the powers that be, because you know how we think that things are like manipulated by the NBA, manipulated by Roger Goodell, or manipulated by it doesn't feel like a lot of people are on board with the Lakers. And the more crap that LeBron talks, the least likely he's going to get something. He's already said, I don't need anything from the NBA. I'm set. I got everything I need.
He knows what he's done. He knows what he's accomplished.
Right. So why should anybody sacrifice and come to – he's going to be like Kobe the last 8 years.
No, he won't.
They get nothing.
People like LeBron.
Now, that would change it up. Rush. Because
they didn't want that trade to go down.
Because I tell you what, if Anthony Davis goes to Toronto, it's a wrap.
What about Kyrie Irving goes to L.A.?
Uncle Drew.
The only way they get Kyrie to L.A., and I heard this today, is that LeBron and Kobe fly in to get Kyrie. Now, will LeBron want to fly on a plane with Kobe to go get him?
What does that have anything to do with it? Like, how are you saying that the only way you're going to go somewhere is if these two guys come and get me on a plane?
Well, then otherwise he's going to go where he wants to go. He's got to be persuaded to come to L.A.
A recruiting trip.
He's got to be recruited. He's got to be persuaded to come to L.A. Otherwise, maybe he just goes to New York where he wants to go. Now, him and LeBron really don't like – I mean, they don't hate each other. I think they can work together. But he ain't just coming to L.A. He wants assurances when he comes to L.A. Kyrie wants to know, when LeBron's done, is this my team? Future, long term. I don't think he's trying to come to L.A. to be to be LeBron's sidekick again.
He didn't want to be the side piece before.
He didn't want
that
the first time.
He definitely doesn't want it now.
So it's Kobe. It's got to be Kobe, Magic, LeBron, or Kobe, LeBron, or Magic. And LeBron's got to be in it. And LeBron's got to be willing to do what Shaq did when he went to Miami. I don't know if LeBron's ready to do that next year.
Who wins an NBA championship first?
Giannis.
Giannis or LeBron? Your answer's next at 414-799-1250. This is the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Bucks in Dallas tonight to take on Luka. Let's see what happens. Bucks will be without Chris Middleton tonight. Load management. That means he's off, if you were wondering.
I like load management.
Load management.
You really like some load? Need load management?
That's good for the radio nodding yes, Laura. hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time you the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So if the Bucks win tonight against the Mavericks, you win after the game and tomorrow at Wendy's. Buy a medium drink, get a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger.
And a Bucks win tonight would make them 41-13 with still the best record in the NBA. Still the best player in the Eastern Conference, arguably the best player in the NBA, and formerly that title was held by LeBron James. I think it's now since been passed. as LeBron has reached age 35 and in a Los Angeles Lakers uniform, a much tougher conference than he's been in for the majority of his career, almost his entire career outside of just this 1 year. And he then earlier today on the Athletic Spark, he talks about how he believes now the Eastern Conference is wide open. Everybody believes they can win now that I'm gone. And the Milwaukee Bucks just might think that they can do it this year. And if LeBron isn't there, then Giannis has an opportunity to win a championship before LeBron James.
They're not Golden State. Just explain to me. I'm willing to listen. Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Boogie Cousins, Draymond Green. That's your five. And then you still got vets coming off the bench behind these guys that have played in these games before and have won rings before. To me, it's very difficult. Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. Could they pull the upset? It would definitely be deemed an upset. Even if the Bucks were the one and Golden State, you know, had to go on the road because the Bucks had the better regular season record. Even if that happened, Golden State would still be the favorite to win that thing.
Heavy.
So you would still be the dog in that series, even if you had the better regular season record. But having said that, it would be a huge upset if they were able to beat Golden State in a 7-game series. But again, you have to get through the Eastern Conference playoffs first. And this is not going to be an easy process in the second round, quarterfinals, whatever you want to call it, and then the Eastern Conference finals. It's not going to be easy. Can they do it? Yes. Will some expect them to do it? For sure. But until they do it, that's a different deal. And Golden State has done it before, and LeBron this summer is going to get somebody. Now, who that is, I don't know, but he's going to get somebody. And then they're going to get under their own little run here. And if the Bucks don't keep that starting five together, they're going to have to do a little starting over of themselves for themselves next basketball season and trying to go back towards where they were this year. That's why it's so different than the Brewers. Brewers come back intact. Bucks very well won't.
And for LeBron James, Gary, they're seemingly in the conversation that every team that has LeBron James, their coach might get fired at any moment because they're not winning enough games. And two, he's playing with a bunch of young dudes who they just were talking about they were going to trade everybody and had Lonzo Ball put an Instagram story up with the Beastie Boys saying, we're not going nowhere. There feels like there's too much turmoil going on in that Lakers team for them to win.
I mean, they're all messed up. I mean, they got to change. They got to change like the whole culture or whatever they're doing there in L.A. And they got folks chanting at these kids that LeBron wants you traded when they go to the free throw line. And then they got people chanting, you're not going, you're not going. It's a mess. It's a straight mess right now out in L.A. I just don't see I see this playing out like the last days of Kobe. Now, he wants to play until his son gets there. Maybe he goes somewhere else after the Lakers. And you know what it feels like to me? It feels like they don't want Magic to win anyway. I don't know. Maybe our conspiracy theory here like Sparky, but it's Giannis. I just don't feel like things are lining up right for him in L.A.
They aren't gonna stop LeBron James getting who LeBron James wants. This is not going to happen. They can't. It's free agency. How are you going to stop somebody from going there as a free agent if somebody wants to?
Well, right. So your contract has to be up.
Right.
But so he's got to wait then.
Well, he could get guys this summer. He could get Durant this summer. He could get Kawhi.
Does it feel like to you that Durant wants to come to L.A.?
I don't think Durant has any idea what Durant wants to do.
I
think that dude has absolutely no clue.
I would agree with that.
I think that dude right now is thinking, do I stay here for another year, or do I go sign a long-term deal for a bunch of money and settle down and not have to take and deal with these stupid free agency questions every single year like I've had the last couple of years? I don't know if he really knows what he wants to do. And I think there will be a lot of talk amongst players that are potential free agents, Kyrie, him, others, Kawhi, about that at this All-Star weekend. They all might be sitting around a club somewhere having this conversation of, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Who wants to play with who? How are we going to make this work? How do we become the next Warriors? Because that's really what everybody wants to do at the end of the day. You want to build a dynasty to where you can win 3, 4, 5, 6 rings in a row and just be the dominant team and not have to worry about it. You do not want to have to work to get through LeBron James every single year. You don't want to have to do that. So if these guys are hell-bent on doing it without LeBron, okay, fine. Then you could play with the Knicks and do it without LeBron. Good luck. If you want to do it with LeBron, then y'all got to figure out who's going back with LeBron with the Lakers, and the rest of you better figure out how to tag team up with each other to try and have a shot and probably go to the East. That's what I think is going to happen. I think LeBron's going to get a guy or two, and then the rest are going to go to the East so they don't got to go worry about playing through LeBron and whoever else he has. And the East is going to get much more difficult, which now goes back to the question with Giannis and the Bucks and whether or not they keep it together or not. And will that still be enough if they do keep it together to go against a new super team or two in the Eastern Conference?
With this situation that's lined up right now currently, the Bucks and Warriors final matchup is the heavy favorite out in Vegas. They're under 2.5 or under 3-1.
Yeah, hell of a finals.
For those two teams to meet in the finals.
Lots of scoring.
For the Bucks, you've already beaten them at their place by 20.
Regular season, they don't care about the regular season.
Sure,
Golden State.
But my issue is that Warriors team is now 3 to 4 years older than they were when they started this thing.
New piece,
and
Boogie
they're
Cousins.
Still sure Boogie Cousins coming off of a torn Achilles.
Never
they're
been
still,
in this place.
They're still looking and stayed so healthy through the months of April, May, and June, that at some point, I think that's got to catch up to him.
I just think the motivation that Boogie Cousins will play with, knowing he's got a chance to win a ring, knowing
and
that
make money.
Wherever he goes in free agency, he may never get another chance to win a ring. I think the motivation he plays with and how he'll play, that hungry way of playing, I just think they're going to be a very, very hard team to beat.
Yeah.
Very hard.
I would agree.
Because they've never had a center that can play like him. Who can go outside, who can dominate in the post, who can block shots, who can rebound, who can pass with the best of the big men. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, they have a top five player at every single position.
Yeah, but they've never had that at center.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they just haven't. So now they do. And so now this is a whole different animal. And unlike Philadelphia, who has Embiid and Butler and Tobias Harris and those guys, they have to learn how to play together and be unselfish. These dudes here, they've already been doing it for quite a while.
Correct.
So it's not going to be as big of a deal. And unlike Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, everybody knows what Klay is. Everybody knows what Durant is to a certain degree. And I guess you could say the same thing about Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. So I guess maybe that's not a good comparison. But those guys don't have to worry about their numbers dictating their contract necessarily in the offseason. Where if Tobias Harris disappears in the playoffs, it could hamper maybe his numbers in the playoffs a little bit. If Jimmy Butler has a bad postseason, maybe it hampers his numbers a little bit. Those other guys, I don't think they really worry about numbers because I think they both know they're going to get paid.
If LeBron was able to line up his team for the All-Star game to play in L.A., he just might be able to because I think every single player that he picked outside of James Harden is a free agent next year. We'll go over the entire rosters
you
coming
don't
up
think
here
he'll
in
be
about an hour.
Talking to any of those guys.
No, I honestly don't think they'll probably hang out much at all.
LeBron just go back to his house.
Yeah, and hang out in the hotel room.
Take a helicopter back every day.
They probably won't do too much. I mean, it's NBA All-Star weekend.
What is that?
So
it's in
they're
Charlotte,
really working
right?
really hard all weekend
it's
long.
It's in Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Jordan's got to have a party, right?
Got to.
Now, that's the party I want to go
Charlotte?
To. Yeah, if Michael Jordan's throwing a party, I'm in.
Well, you know Jumpman's probably throwing a party. He ain't paying for nothing.
Oh, yeah, this is all, that's a write-off.
Yeah.
Man, that must have been, that would be a good party. They could have it at Castle Lanes if it was here in Milwaukee.
Look at you.
Now you're talking.
Look at you.
I don't know.
Finally!
I don't know if Jordan would be down at Castle Lanes just because it's got that log cabin feel, that northern woods feel.
Yeah, but he likes smoking cigars and stuff
County.
Like that.
He could definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true. They got a lot of cool things coming up for spring and summer over at Castle Lanes, and now is your time. To be involved with some great bowling over at Castle Lane. Starting May 14th, it's a Storm Doubles League. Costs $15 per week. And get this, you get your choice of an official jersey from H5G shirts, which is the official brand of the PBA jerseys that they wear on tour. So you get one of those, your choice of whichever one you want there. Or you can have your choice of a three-ball tournament roller bag from Storm as well. And bowling only takes 1 hour. That's it. It's a 12-night regular season. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursdays. League play starts May 14th at 7 o'clock. So you start at 7, you're out at 8. Doesn't get much better than that. Everyone gets a Castle Lanes t-shirt as well. And get this. If you win the thing, First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball and $200 cash.
Nice.
So Storm cash. Doubles League starts May 14th. Oh, it's only 1 hour on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday. It's up to you. Or maybe you like a nine-pin no-tap leagues where if you get nine pins down, it counts as a strike. They got that too. Time to sign up for Castle Lane Summer Beach Volleyball as well. If you're a big volleyball player, got great sand beaches play on starting May 5th. Is the Volleyball League out of Castle Lanes. Hurry, get all the details. Check out Castle Lanes' Facebook page, or you can call Phil Anko down there at Castle Lanes, 262-633-1199, 262-633-1199. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine.
We've already made fun of my lack of music knowledge on Throwback Thursdays, so instead I'm going to ask the boys for some help. Next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela, intern Mother Plucker. We're in the full lineup today, full strength, back and ready to rock and roll now. And we're really rolling through as the Milwaukee Admirals, Sparky. I'm going to need some of your help tonight. Have sticks. As the post-game concert?
Oh, the group.
The group,
yeah,
Styx.
Yeah. Are they friends with Bill Michaels?
Yes, they are.
Bill Michaels?
Yep.
Styx?
And Bill's going to be there tonight.
Okay.
And I got a couple of questions on what song I might know by Styx. Is there really anything that I would necessarily know, Gary?
We've had that on a throwback
before. Rock out with
Styx? Yeah, we had Styx. You know, Styx, Cheap Trick, you know.
Blue Collar Man, maybe?
Yeah. You know, them kind of things.
Sail Away, you would know.
Sail Away. Come sail away with me.
Yeah, you know that one.
Okay, I know that
come
one.
Come sail away.
Come sail away with me. Okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going out there and being like, everybody, put your hands together, Admirals fans, for Styx.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just like, wait a second. They're playing gospel music. I want to know what kind of introduction I'm supposed to give
for
them.
Gospel.
Okay.
No, that's right. The way you just did it.
Yeah. Right. So that would be how I would do it. Okay, good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. How are concerts in the Panther Arena?
Good. Fun.
I've not seen one in there yet.
Last year they had Joan Jett in the Blackhearts, right? That's the name of the band. She rocked out through. The music bounces really well in there.
Bounces.
Bradley Center, I saw a couple people, and they were, like, not the big, like, country acts, but just, like, where they were kind of in a corner after a game, you know, playing whatever else. It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't all that great as far as sound goes.
Right.
That's why I was wondering if Panther Arena was probably better sound quality.
Well, it's better because it's easier to move the stage out onto the ice right away.
So they're on the ice.
They're on the ice. They're right there in the middle of...
The band was on the ice, too. Were you
the band was on the ice, too. Yeah, that was scary, man. There was like 15 or 20 of them. When I'm talking to them, I'm high-fiving. The Badger band was there last week. Mm-hmm. And these dudes are marching on the ice.
They're marching. Do they got spikes on their shoes?
I think it zeroed everything out.
That's good.
All right. What's the question, right. Gary?
Good. Right. The question is...
what's the question?
Yeah, Styx. What songs will maybe Talish know from Styx?
What's the question, cuz?
That's the question.
What's the question?
Wow. You missed that one, Leroy. Leroy just walked in and has no idea what just happened.
Yeah, this boy about to fall down. Hey, man, don't get on that ground. We can't pick you up.
Hey, what's the question, man?
There is no question. We're going to a break. All right, mics are on. It's a Wendy's Big Show. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler is here. He invented the Lambo leap that all football players in Green Bay do now when they score a touchdown. And Gary Ellerson played for the Wisconsin Badgers and the Green Bay Packers. And he joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show every single day.
Hey, do you say, Steve, do the people say Mount Pleasant or Racine now? Or is it kind of
Mount Pleasant is in Racine, kind of.
Yeah, but which one people go with? I think the
Pleasant
mailman,
Prairie.
The mailman.
That's Kenosha.
Oh, sorry, that was Kenosha.
Because I'll be at the Pick and Save on North Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant.
That's Highway 31.
That's Highway segment.
1202 North Green Bay Road.
Yeah, that's Highway 31 for those that don't know where Green Bay Road is.
And then on Sunday, that's from 11 to 1 tomorrow.
Crowbot is in right here.
And then Sunday, because I'm getting ready for the Near and Home Improvement Show, I got to
When is that, next week?
The 17th.
Yeah. Now, are you guys, you're going to be doing a demonstration there?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
On the main stage, your boy.
So how does that Gary's going to be there?
They barred me. I did some crazy.
He said my boy was going to be there.
I did some crazy
stuff that last time. I'll tell you about that.
He almost did it again.
He made some sausages and well, dropped
really
one on the floor.
That really
wasn't still
you.
Tried to
no,
eat
that was
it or something.
Bro. You know you threw the sausage.
No, I never did that.
Threw the sausage on the floor, then picked it up and put it back in the pan.
Just say allegedly.
Allegedly.
But on Sunday, I'm going to be at the one by Durant, though. The Pick and Save by Durant.
What's Durant?
Yeah.
Durand.
11.
Durand. Okay.
Durand Avenue.
Okay.
It's like Kevin Durand. That's 2820 South Green Bay Road. Now, that got Mount Pleasant South. So, I guess they get
so
rid
sparky.
Of Racine. No. Get rid of that name Racine, I guess.
It's just like you said, Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha. It's just a part of Racine.
Yes. I still put Racine on. So.
I wouldn't even read it. I just give the address. People know where it is. They live in Racine.
Yeah.
They're good.
That's why it says Pick and Save says Mount Pleasant. So come see your boy.
We good? You got any more?
From 1 to 3 Sunday, because I got to go out
1
church.
To 3 Sunday.
Speaking of Pick and
One
Save,
to three Sunday.
I ran into Jeff from Pepsi earlier today.
Okay. What Jeff
a sales rep from Pepsi and says he listens to Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels, Big Show all day long, every day while he's driving around his car.
I listen to them boys
going from Pick and Save to Pick and Save, doing Pepsi or whatever the case may be. Love
nice.
The shows. So yeah, thanks
well,
Jeff for
cool.
listening.
Thanks Jeff. Hopefully we'll stay on the air. We're here until 6
Well, Leroy and I will.
O'clock.
Why you gotta do that, cuz?
You and me on Monday, Leroy.
So Mark Lazary is a little bit of an interesting character, guys.
I need a
to say the least.
Mark Lazary,
you might have one by Monday.
Decided to open his mouth and say something about Anthony Davis, Sparky, which I'm pretty
Uh-oh.
Sure is illegal.
I'm afraid to talk
Uh-oh.
Right now.
Why?
I'm pretty sure it was illegal
well,
what he said.
What context was it in? Was he doing an interview? Was he sitting around his home guys?
He was doing an interview, talking, and said,
did,
yeah,
did he
man.
Get into the Magic Johnson thing.
We want
Magic guy.
We want guys like Anthony Davis to come to Milwaukee.
Ooh,
that's okay. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know if you can.
Anthony Davis, just for everyone wondering, does still have a full year left on his contract outside of the half a season that he has this year.
And
on
next
his contract.
Year, he's going to be the
yeah for
owner.
The next 5 years. The next 5 years are going to be wild. So the Bucks might just have to win it this year.
That may cost you about $350,000.
No, it won't be that much. Do you think it'll be that much?
This is first time, second time, ever. First time, they may not do nothing.
Yeah, the quote was, we hope it would be players like Anthony Davis and others who want to come to Milwaukee.
Oh, no, that ain't no fine. He just
That's on
tight.
NBC Sports, Dan Feldman doing the interview.
Say the quote again, Steve.
Hold on, I got to go back.
Yeah, I'll determine.
There's no tampering in this?
I don't think so. Way
I don't think you can say the name of another player on another team and say you want them in your town.
He said a
I think that's a problem.
He said a type. He didn't say Anthony Davis, period. He said a type of guy like that. He's been flattery to Anthony Davis. He's a
For
great
no
player.
Apparent reason.
Well, he just picked him because he... He picked him because that's what was in the news
right.
all the time.
To be nice.
Dan Feldman, again, this article, we hope it would be players like Anthony Davis and
yeah,
others
oh,
who
good.
Want to come
he good.
To Milwaukee.
Players like him. He's good.
That's Mark Lazary.
Yeah. Gary,
the full quote, Bucks owner Mark Lazary via Mitch Lawrence of Sporting News, to be accurate here. I saw that report. I think it's great. Mark Lazary told Sporting News near the Barclays Center court after his team shredded a depleted Nets club in Brooklyn. It's a little bit of what we want. We want players to come and play in Milwaukee. And part of it is when you're winning and you're setting a standard for excellence, people see that. People want to win. Doesn't make a difference if you're in Milwaukee, New York, or L.A. The whole goal is winning. Talking about the Bucks being on Anthony Davis'
for
list.
For sure.
So we hope it would be players like Anthony Davis and others who want to come to Milwaukee.
Magic's statements were different.
Yeah, I feel
the
a lot of
the person writing the story, Dan Feldman, who's never really been a big Bucks guy, to be honest, wrote, NBA tampering rules are vague and arbitrarily enforced.
Very vague.
Predicting when the league will or won't act is usually foolish, but if this isn't tampering, I don't know what is.
That ain't no tampering. He said he want a player like that.
But he said, I want Anthony Davis or others.
Giannis.
Like,
he said he want a player like Anthony Davis.
Okay.
I think we're dealing with semantics here.
Well, can we deal with semantics in this sense? Mark Lazary was talking to his buddy and just said, hey, man, Johnny's girl, I'd like to have her. Or, you know, other one like that.
But he ain't doing no interview. That's just talking tongue-in-cheek with your boy.
So if I went on the air and I was like, man, hey, Gary Leroy's girl, man, I'm telling you this.
Well, don't use my girl. I'm going to swing on you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that was my player, I would file a charge to the league and say I want this dude's pocketbook
bottomed up a little bit. Then yeah, but I wanted to keep it the way I'm thinking. I don't think anybody hearing us talk about this or reading that thing that's terrible. Not at all.
I think he's going to get fined.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's going to get fined.
Because he said like that. I think the like is his escape route, right? Am I reading that wrong?
Hear what I need for you to do, Leroy. I need for you to talk as much as possible from here on out.
Because Gary's scared.
I'm a little shook. Dude, a little talk shy right now.
You're in the fetal position. Hey, man, you're good.
No,
you're good.
I'm shaking.
And the owner are good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know that Joker.
Hey, man, listen.
But anyway, what are we talking about? I'm kind of.
I just asked. Is Mark
Lazary
right
him a
now
question.
Said? Can you believe Mark Lazary? The quote that Sparky just read. Talking about
twice
saying that he would like a player like Anthony Davis. That it's
that,
the players
is
like
that,
it's,
is that tampering?
Is that tampering?
It's so vague though, the rules.
It all depends on who you are in this league right now. Magic can't say that.
No more. That's it.
Well, I'm gonna
can't do that.
I'll tell you this much right now.
No, Magic can't.
This ain't gonna be the last time this dude's gonna get fined.
Well,
I mean, that's
fine.
First time.
For sure.
When he gets to take over and he's gonna be the one talking to the media more than Edens.
I don't mind him saying this, Steve. He's a billionaire.
He should be like,
Fire me.
Seriously, at the beginning of every basketball season, once he's in charge this summer, he should just give him $200,000 to start the season. Here, tell me if I run out.
Flat rate.
Just tell me if I run out. That's how we're going to play this game. I'm not even messing around with this.
No, it's marketing people give him some media training.
Dude, I am totally fine with this. Because if he needs to be the one to recruit,
he
got to
put a filter on, though.
Don't care. Lazary,
media training.
If you want to get a limo and take a couple of these potential free agents out for dinner with you, Giannis, and Middleton, or whatever it takes, you go right ahead in Charlotte. You do what you got to do. And try and figure out how to get another one.
You
want to
play in the All-Star game as a celebrity? Do it.
Do it.
He's going to do it again, right?
I think he's.
Why
not? I didn't see the All-Star
roster.
Shoot
it. Every time they touch it, shoot it.
Because Mark Lazary, if there was a version of a big baller as an NBA owner, that dude is a big baller.
Now, they should do a reality TV show and follow him around. Now, that would be good because you'd be getting on the private jet with all the people
might,
on the jet.
He might get
and
some
then
trouble.
At the arena. Oh, man, that would be awesome.
People
are
saying y'all
me?
Don't want Mark Cuban to do it. Why y'all want him to do it? No.
Who said they didn't want Mark Cuban to do a reality show?
A lot of people don't. When Mark Cuban
I would love that.
On, when the camera was on him all the time, people were complaining and complaining. I don't care. It's his team. He could sit front row. I don't care.
No. Well, it's different. It's different when you're watching a game and it's on him.
People want to see
it's different
wreck.
Than a reality show where I get to see everything.
We're talking like Bachelor style.
I want to see Cuban going to the office, hanging out with his girl, talking to whoever, being with his family. That's what I want. And same with Lazary. I want to see all of this, how his interactions are. Because if you've ever met this dude, he's a pretty... this is an old term. But he's kind of like a smooth operator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't... I mean, obviously, he likes to flaunt it by having the private jet and all that other stuff. But, like, if you were just here in the room with him, Gary, I mean, you weren't here when he was in here. He didn't seem like he was above anybody in the room.
No,
he was a pretty chill,
cool
laid-back dude, man.
If he knows a camera following around, he's going to look like a billionaire. That's going to turn people off. Nobody don't want to see that.
But
just get
if
the
that,
team to win it.
But if that's who he truly is, like you just said, smooth operator.
He is.
Cool dude.
That's why he's not going to get fined. They're going to look at how we put it in context. He's just talking, giving an interview. That's not worth a fine.
But then he's definitely not worried about it. He's not worried about what he just said.
But he can do that.
Like you said, he is going to take some dudes out at All-Star Weekend and go have some fun.
He's doing what he's supposed to do. But my thing is this, though. When you're doing an interview and the guy, he's being honest, I don't say you could throw the guy back up under the bus and put in a later article saying it's tampering. Tampering when these guys, they almost say, like, they're going to sign X, Y, Z, full stop. They don't care. Because Magic, I mean, the Lakers will write that check. They don't care. They're trying to win a program. I just don't think that, you know, when he said a player like AD, I think that like word gets him out. I really do. Let the lawyers figure it out. They'll muddy it up and they'll just forget about it.
Gary?
Yeah.
You want to talk about your friends at J&J Contractors?
Well, I'm a little shell-shocked a little bit right now, but I suppose I can talk about them a little bit.
Poster.
Just read what's on
just
the script.
Just real quick. Yep, just go.
Don't freelance.
Straight
don't
away.
Just read it word for word.
Hey, man, don't do a script. Just be yourself. That's what I do.
No, I don't think that's a good idea right now. We've seen him be himself.
I want to talk about my good friends.
I don't think that's good advice.
And J Contractors. Guys, Nary Spring Show.
That's your boy. I'll be there February 17th.
Nary Spring Show goes on Friday through Sunday at the State Fair Park.
Mike McGivern will be there.
Was that a little Mac?
Nary Spring Sound Show like that a, goes on next Friday through Sunday at State Fair Park. J&J has two booths. Exterior is booth number 919. Mm-hmm. Interior booth is number 914. Mm. Go check my good friends out at J&J Contractors. And that's for my good friend Jason, but make sure you go to the Nary Spring Show Friday through next Sunday at State Fair Park.
McGivern will be there, right? With all of his Saturday shows.
Yes, I will be. We'll be broadcasting the youth sports show, the high school.
A little bit more spit.
Basketball coaches show.
Everybody else has to talk into that mic. You don't need a spit.
No, he need more spit in his mouth when he talk about
it. And Wendy's Big Show returns on 105.7 FM.
Now swallow it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.